Anyways, after that, they came and closed that orphanage also. And they took us to the fort, Turkish fort, and they gave room. Lots of them, people were coming from the villages all over Syria. Little by little, they were kind of getting away and coming. And it was a little before armistice. They put us over there, and armistice was signed. The English came. English came and took over Aleppo and all Syria. So all the Armenians was coming, and they were coming quite a bit to Aleppo. And this big fort, they filled them up with each little thing. Everything was... So when the armistice was signed, well, the Protestant, we opened a school at the church, the same church where we went. And so because I had no school, and mother wanted me to go to school and become a teacher. So we started a school, and I began to go. Walk from the fort to the church quite a ways. You have to go in and out, top of these things are closed, stores, marketplaces. They're all closed, and they have just little nooks like this, and they're selling things from each little nook. Everybody, yeah, look, just like that. But it's so dark in there. But I had to go through that and all that to go to school. So one Friday, I went to school. It wasn't too long after the school was started. I went to school, nobody at the school, just one or two girls. We sat and I sat and sat, waited, and then the custodian's daughter came and said, everybody go home. No school. There is a massacre going on. The Armenians that had come, they had some wares. They had the market, like a flea market. They go over there. They went over there to sell their wares. And these Arabs killed 1,000 Armenians that day in that market, and went into homes even. When they knew that Armenians, they pulled them out. And I had to walk from that school to this, the fort, and go right through with the Arab places. But I got up, walked from one thing to the other. Then I met a girl, Armenian girl. I said, where are you going? She says, I'm going to the fort. I said, that's where I'm going. But as soon as I got to the entrance of the downtown, we'll say, I stopped. I saw blood running down right in the middle of the street. And the Turks, these Arabs had Armenians here and there and hitting them, Armenia, and killing them. So right then and there I said, no, I'm not going to go to the fort. I'm going to a friend's house, Aegean's. I said, I'm going to the Aegean's house. I had to cross the street and walk about a block or so and reach their house at the end of the street. It was not open. It was a thing. So I don't know how. I said to the girl, I'm not going to the fort. I'm going to this friend's house. You want to come with me? She says, no, I'll go. So I prayed. And right there, before I made up my mind, I heard the voice. Don't go to the fort. Go to Aegean's. I heard it. I said, did you hear a voice? She said, no. I said, I heard someone talking. And said again, cross the street. Don't go to the fort. Go to Aegean's house. They were people that I knew from the old country. From our town they were. So I crossed the street just shivering, petrified to see if they were going to see me, because they were right there. I passed there, nobody saw me. The Lord made them blind, shut their eyes. I rushed up there, went to the door and knocked on the door. Who is it? My name was Arusiag. You know, that's morning star from the Bible mother took. That means morning star. My uncle changed my name to Alice when I came to work. Anyways, And he opened the door, he says, "All right." Great big rocks he had against the door. Pulled me in and shut the door again. That was in the morning. I stayed there until 5 o'clock. I said, "Oh, my mother's going to be so worried. I better go home." He said, "No, we'll wait until all the bang bangs gone." So they fed me, they took care of me. I was crying. I suppose I was about 11 or a little bit over 11 maybe. So when we heard no more noise, he opened the door and we saw these, the English Bengals, they call it, the tall Hindus, beautiful faces, just like gold they are, you know, with the turbans on their head and a great big sword hanging over here. It's not a sword, what is it they call it? Yeah, English soldiers, they're English soldiers guarding the wall over there. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were upon the wall there on the street. But there is a wall you have to climb, rocks, you know, protruding out. I said, "Oh, look at him." He said, "Well, they knew English. They all of them were much older than I, and they were all teachers, and they all knew English." So he said, "When you go over there and he says something, you say, 'My mother up there.'" So the first English I learned, I haven't forgotten it yet. "My mother up there," he said, "say that." So when I went there, he just put that sword right down at the, to me and said, "My mother up there." "Oh," he said, put it right in his thing and took my two hands and walked me up to the door, to the great big gate, all closed, you know, and barred and all that. He opened the door. And who do I see? My mother, my sister, my sister's fiance, my aunt, two aunties, standing there crying, just crying when they saw me. I'm telling you, what was it? Oh, that was just beautiful. That Lord saved me from there too. How many times the Lord watched over me?